Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Welcoming all of you at the session from Kaya Hawkins, Koma Hitoi Ao. I'm a work of art. And a few interesting facts about Kaya. So she's originally from New Zealand, and her ascenders are Maori, Scottish, and English. And Kaya, practicing open floor movement practice, Maori culture and creativity, and teaches grounded spirituality through this. And also she is sharing her gifts with the world from the depth of connection with the Tepo and Te Awa, the dark and the light. And we are welcoming here, Kaya, please.
Nā mahi nui, kia kaita katoa, kia ora, welcome, welcome, welcome. So I see on the link there's some little technical difficulties, but we'll do the best that we can with what we've got. I really like lean towards some ease and we'll see how we go. What I would like to do is to introduce a little bit of who I am and how open floor fuses with my Māori culture. And I'll stop reading the chat so I don't get distracted. And shout outs to the humans who are able to be seen. Esther, if you want to show us your video, that would be primo. I'd really appreciate that. But first, to open, being Māori, we open with a karakia, with a prayer. So however that feels for you, I would say in my class, I would say kei te hi, and we would breathe in, and then kei te ha, and then we exhale. So find a place that you feel comfortable in your body and your being. If you're sitting, you're standing, you're lying down, however it works, if you're making dinner for your kids here in Aotearoa, however that works for you. But first of all, let's just catch our breath. And yeah, zone in on the screen if you want, or zone in on yourself. So as we settle, open our attention. Yeah. And start to rest. So kei te hi, breathe in, hold it on that high point, and then kei te ha, and as you exhale, breathing it all the way down, meeting the ground if you wish, releasing any tension or any of that sort of that you've got from not getting the music sorted or just getting here, like just catching your breath and then letting it settle into your bones. And the karakia I picked is whakatakate ho, and it basically asks for the winds outside of you to settle and align. So whakatakate ho ki te uru, whakatakate ho ki te tonga, kia mā kina kina ki uta, kia mā taratara ki tai, ki hi ake ana te atakura, he toi, he huka, he hauhu, tihe. Māori ora. and then we just settle. For me, being Māori, how do I say that? When we greet each other, we greet each other from a way of describing our landscape, and that's how I would like to take us into our dance. Here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, if I'm to describe myself, if I meet another person, I describe myself in the way of my mountain, my river, my sub-tribe and my tribe, and who my parents are. We have many things that are, Māori culture is beautiful. And so there's whakapapa, which is our lineage of like my parents, their parents, et cetera, et cetera, and all the way back to Te Ao and Te Pō, the beginning and the end. But for this dance, I'd like us to dance with a sense of our pepeha, which is understanding the landmarks where you were born to. And how I get to infuse that with open floor is, in open floor we have core movement resources. And the core movement resources that we'll work with today are ground, centre, and a bit of towards in a way. Yeah, I think we should just press play, and then I'm going to talk over that because I want us to not be too techie. So if you press play and if I press play at the same time, then I'll be able to catch up with what you're doing. So find a way to press play. And what will lead us into this dance is our tonga puoro. So these are the sounds. These are our ancient instruments. And it might take you a little bit, but we'll get there. And so for me to introduce myself, I would say ko Taranaki te maunga, ko Tiro Tiro Whetu te maunga. So these are my mountains. Where I am born to, I'm born to the east coast and the west coast. These are my mountains. And I would say ko Kapani and ko Waihua te awa. So these are my rivers. And they're not just my rivers, I am of the river. There's no separation between me and these mountains and me and this water. Like I am... Yeah, I don't find any separations. And then I would say the waka that I came here on, which is my ancestors came here on, which is the Takitimu and the Altair. So acknowledges where I come in and my lineage, and allows other people to know who I am and where I come from. This music is beautiful, but I can't hear you. I know it's going to be, it's tricky. I don't know how to do that. Maybe we can turn my mic up a little bit on the little side.
Yeah, we will. And also you can put on the music on the different device, for example, that helps. I guess we will play, start play all together, right?
Just press play now. Just press play. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to start to feel it. Yeah, kapai. And so then you have, so people then have an understanding of that. This is her maunga, these are her waters, these are her ancestors. And then I say my iwi, and my iwi is kahanunu, pahawera, and rohini. So people who know that would be like, oh, chiakazi, I know who you are. And then we go down to our sub-tribe with my Ngāti Tū and Ngāti Kura Hikikawa. And then I come back down to me, called Kai Hawkins Aho. So for, and I would say, noa Kapiti Coast, inoho ana. I live here now in the Kapiti Coast. I whakapapa East Coast, West Coast, and I live in the bottom of the South Island. So for this dance, I want you, if you can, bring into your mind's eye a body that, a landmark. And I get some people live in the cities and you don't have a mountain. But what is that landmark that gives you that sense of grounding, that has your back, that's like, it's that shape? And so closing your eyes and starting to really feel into what that could be. And maybe it is the one that you were born under, and it's really easy to be like, I was born here. For us here in Aotearoa, it's a normal thing. But for those away, like, what is the mountain that you're born under? Could be a hill, and call that into your awareness. like really call that into your awareness. Not just the energy of this mountain standing strong, but all of the beings that live on that mountain, that whole mountain energy. The whole of that life force energy, the trees, the birds, that ngahere. We'll just try our best we can with the music. So this is our sense that if I can, to find that sense of groundedness. So feeling the sense of your mountain, allowing there to be some back body support, feeling the anchor of your hips, of your feet. And maybe there's memories that cross your mind of like, oh, I remember playing in that mountain or seeing that mountain from afar. Catch it, draw it back into you, wherever that into you is, be it your center, Ki Wanganui, that middle point. Here I am. The support right now. Maybe that mountain isn't physical, it's in a spiritual realm. That's also welcome. Ko Taranaki, ko Tiro Tiro Whetū o ki maunga. If you know the name of your maunga, of your mountain, call it into you. Allow it to hold space for you. It's that connection, that groundedness, using breath, that mind's eye. And as you breathe it in, I'd really like you, the invitation is to start to feel in your body a place that can move from a sense of groundedness, that you're not, the mountain's not just a place far away from you, but it's a place within you that right now I move with a sense of groundedness, with all parts alive, all part nourishment. Here in Aotearoa, the word for ground is whenua. So now we dance or move from a place of having the sense of whenua. And whenua, the same word for whenua is the same word that we have for our afterbirth or our placenta. So what nourishes you on the inside as you were born also nourishes you on this life. So catching your breath if you wish. And if you've got music, starting to feel that beat. We love a bit of bass here, so if you can, turn it up. You might not be able to hear me as well. But I want you to move from the place of your maunga, accepting that as a place of support. That's it. Here we go. If you rock and roll your body, maybe your head and your hips. If you're waking up, allow that energy to awaken in you. What would that feel like? To have the strength of that mountain or those mountains. Have that bird life resting on you. Yeah, let it build. moving from that place of groundedness, not a collapse, but like a place where the ground below you can do nothing but support you. All it wants to do is make you stand. All it wants to do is support you. Your whenua. Just gently that sense of your back body, yeah, inhaling from the earth and exhaling back down in. That's it. Kia ora, welcome. That's a bit of dub, bit of Aotearoa for you. A sense of your mountain, your being. Now look at all these beautiful faces. Kia ora, Loki. Welcome. And that ha, that breath. Lots of Māori cultures comes across as the haka. People are like, oh, I know Māori, it's that haka. Lots of that is that breath, like ha. So find your breath. Now when you start to transition from the sense of your mountain energy, from the sense of that mountain energy to the waters, to whatever waters are near you, the waters that were born with you. And if you have no river, if you have no moana, if you have no creek down the back of your house, call in the waters from the sky, from Ranginui, our Waitapu. Full, yeah, there you go. That sense of water now, that sense of flow, your water meeting the water, the body of water that you were born with. However that feels for you, finding that flow. That's it. And simply dancing, maybe even a bit of gratitude for that water. We all know it needs it. That's it. Allow yourself to find some flow. And that gentle inquiry of where are my waters? Kia ora, Julie. Where are your waters? I'm guessing we're all on the same wavelength. But if you have got paper in front of you and you wish to draw what the sense of your mountain meeting your water looks like, there's an invitation there to do that. If you want to just dance, just dance. If you want to sit there and watch, just watch whatever's going on for you. But on a piece of paper, I want you, if you want, to find what that would look like. In color, in marks. It doesn't have to have any sense at all. Just let it come out. Let your pen do the work, or your pastels. A sense of your mountain. Whatever energy that brought. And let it meet your water or move. That's a sense of your waters joining with your earth. Te whenua, te wai, ko au, ko au. Make marks, make movement, whatever happens. This is perfect, just as it is. And if you're moving, allow yourself to find just that breath again. And feeling, if you can, the sense of support now. The sense of support of that maunga, that water, of your body. And the kupu here is ai or, and the word for ai or is peace. So as you now call into your internal body, that sense of peace, knowing that you're fully supported now by your landscape around you. Ai o kupuho, peace. What do you need there? Is it in your feet? Is it in your puku, in your belly? Is it on those shoulders? Maybe it's just between the ears. Catch it. Let it get under you. That's it. Ko au te awa, ko te awa te au. I am of the land, I am of the water. This is who I am. Ai o, find that peace. Kia ora, Sonia. Let your voice be heard if you need it to be heard. That's let it out. That sense of support, that sense of movement. Drop into that base. Feel that sense of groundedness. Boom, right there. You don't have to look for it, just feel it. Let it move. Let it move. Keep following it, keep following it, keep following it. And this is a creativity workshop, so follow it all the way to a piece of paper. If you haven't made marks around your maunga, around your mountain, and around your waters, make marks around that. But now I also want you to make marks around the piece of art that you are, knowing that you are the sum of all your ancestors, all your tipuna. What do those marks look like? You can move or you can draw. Either way, you're welcome. That's it. They exhale all the way into the ground, into our whenua, into the earth, and then drawing it all the way back in again. From whatever part of your body is touching the earth, let that be the place that connects you. That's it. What is the shape of you right now on that piece of paper or in this body? You can call yourself into your center, or you can push out to your right to the edges. Feeling that mountain, feeling your waters. And that calling that in, that grounded sense of who you are, your mana. That's it. Take the time to draw or move. Take the time to draw or move. Move towards your paper, move away from it. Either's welcome. That's right. Dimma. Yeah, fuck yeah. Give yourself some applause. Boom. I'm not sure if you're all at the same time as I, but that just came to like the applause moment where we like really take some gratitude into who you are, like, boom, made of mud and stardust. I think, Lynn, I think you might be on a different time zone as us, but yeah, calling that back in and just being. Right now, just be. If you're drawing, let your pen just have a little pause. If you're moving, starting to seek a place where you can settle, where you can seek some stillness. So we have that kohatu. So we calm that system. Just settling, just settling. If you've made a piece of art, reflect on it. Give it a title if it needs it. Really just feeling that sense of your mountain energy, that sense of your waters connecting. Catching our breath, breathing it out into Papatūānuku, all the way down. Breathing it back in, inhaling from that earth. Kia ora. Yeah, if you made a picture, hold it up to the screen. Sasha, show us what you got. Yeah. The work of art that is me. Yeah, kia ora loke. Oh, tahua. Nga mihi, nga mihi. Kia ora, Jillian. That's it. Yeah, I feel like I want to start to turn that down a little bit, turn your mixed cloud down a little bit, because I can feel us starting to come to a close. Catch your breath. Yeah, kia ora, Jane. Any simple movements that help you find a place where is grounded within you. Put your hands there. Finding that love within you. Connecting with your mana. And when I close the circle, we do a thing called a mihi, and I'm not sure if you can hear me, but so mihi is where we acknowledge, just as we introduce with our landscapes, we acknowledge not just the things that we can see, but the things that we can't see. So I'm not sure if I'm asking for questions or not. I think I'm just going to do a closing. So catch a breath. And just as we did at the beginning, like, ketiha, like the exhale all the way down into the earth from whatever part of your body is touching the earth. And as you draw in your breath from Papa Tuanuku, from the earth mama, from Gaia, whatever you call it, from the whenua. And as we mihi, we acknowledge things past, future and present. As I mihi to your whare, which is your house, the walls that hold it up, that support, that roof over your head, to all the things that you've collected in your home, we mihi to them. We acknowledge them. We mihi to the whenua, the land that nourishes us, Papa Tuanuku. We mihi to Ngā Atua, our gods, whoever the god is for you or goddesses. For us being Māori, there are many. They are there every day as I walk outside, as I go to sleep, as I eat my kai. So mihi to whoever you call that big, great, big breath of life. Mihi acknowledge. And then we mihi to our tīpuna, our ancestors, past, future, and present. And for those who have recently departed, we mihi to you. May your journey be gentle and soft. And then we mihi to our sacred maunga, whatever that is for you, whatever that called in. That maunga, your awa, your waters. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge that tribe of people that you call family, your whānau. Be it your dance community, your creative community, or your family of origin, we acknowledge. And we mihi to the musicians. Without them, we couldn't dance. Not like this. For sending out from that place of your center through that exhale, exhaling down into the land, and then pushing out that love and gratitude to all of the beings, the creators, the makers, the shapers, the people who are supporting us here in the embodiment conference. And if we collectively do that, that's a global push and a global ha. Let there be a ha. Let there be a ha. Tuia ki runga, tuia ki raro, tuia ki waho, tuia ki roto, tuia ki moka tangata, ka rongo te pō, ka rongo te ao. Tihe Māori ora. I mihi and acknowledge what is above and below, outside of me and within me. I acknowledge this crazy collective that we've just danced of on our screen. I really give you shout outs. Thank you for allowing yourself to be seen. Without you, it was very difficult.
Yeah. Thank you, Kaya. Thank you, everyone, for this amazing nourishing dance, now who wants to share their appreciations, you can write in chat. And that was really amazing, and you can repeat this dance with the playlist that is available and presented for us from Kaya. We will share the link. And we will continue the day, and please join Facebook group to share your inspiration with others and say your reviews on the session. How was that? And also, you can join our library and to review the session once again. It will be available in our library, and we appreciate if you enables everybody else who to have access for it in life. And for the final words from you, Kaya, could you please tell us top tip on how to be more embodied? We are collecting the quotes from all the speakers of the conference to put it all together in the book. So would you like to share some inspirational quotes about how to be more embodied?
The only thing that came to me, I'm not sure, is a quote. It's like to say fuck more often, like to like to have that ha, like really pull that in, like, rather than like like ha, like fuck, like here I am and this is where I stand for, like this is how it is, rather than like have the F, have the U, have the C, and have that K. Let it like embody you and be like, fuck yes, here I am. That would be my quote.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
namahi nui. Namahi nui ki a kata kato.
Thank you. And we are also welcoming all of you and you, Kai, as well for our next session. It will be in 1 hour, and we will greet Rike Liebeck with a session, Dance Consciousness. So you're welcome to join. And thanks again to everybody. See you again.
Yeah, kia ora, nga mihi nui. Kia ora, ka kite anō. I'm like, yeah, kia ora nui me. Ka kite. Yeah, thank you from the mountains, yeah. Kia ora. Yeah, it's beautiful to connect in with our land. Thank you. Thank you, Antonia, and the invisible dance team creative person whose name I've forgotten. Thank you.
Thank you. We can also share the links to your resources here. And and we'll close the sessions. Thank you so much. Yeah.